what we've been reporting, and it's in our October cover story called Desperate and Dangerous, is that the narco cartels and the drug traffickers are being squeezed on the Mexican side. For all the fighting and all the bloodshed over there, the government is making a certain amount of progress in defeating these guys. And then on the American side of the border, they're being squeezed by tighter security. Now we're having a deployment of National Guardsmen there. And in addition to the narco cartels, there's just random robberies. There's a lot of insecurity. And sadly, there was this incident on a lake called Falcon Lake in Texas, straddles the Mexican-Texas border. And two people, tourists from Colorado, who were jet skiing there, perfectly innocently, it seems, one got killed by the cartels, and they haven't gotten his body back. He was 30 years old. His wife is 29, Tiffany Hartley, and she's trying to get the body back. The United States authorities are trying to work with Mexico to figure out what happened exactly. But it's one more instance of the kind of instability and the kind of danger that we're seeing on the border.
Well, where is this possibly going to go from here? I mean, our military forces don't seem poised to take any kind of direct military action, I suppose, until we saw something, you know, something a little bit more heinous than this that might happen on our side of the border.
Well, I think no one wants to have a true border incident involving military forces. However, there have been shootings over into the United States from the Mexican side of the border. There was a shoot-up of the El Paso City Hall. This is all in our article. There have been a lot of rocks and injuries thrown at Border Patrol agents. Two Border Patrol agents have been killed over the past couple of years. And, you know, the border is getting extremely dangerous. In northern Mexico, the reports you get sound like near anarchy, with the different cartels shooting it out between each other, murdering mayors, taking over the media, actually, intimidating the media to the point where it only reports what they want. And now we're starting to see some of this violence spill over into the United States. And the violence has been spilling over a period of time. What we have not had are any kind of organized incursions. We haven't had any car bombings that I know of. We haven't had any really heinous act. As long as we maintain that vigilance and as long as we can keep securing that border, one hopes that that'll continue to be the case. But the situation is very, very threatening and very anarchic.
Well, of course, on this side of the border, the media, I'd say, it's safe to say, is not intimidated by the Mexican drug cartels. This story was featured on the Today Show. Of course, we've been talking about it for some time. It's probably going to, you know, help to diminish the threat overall, I would hope.
The American media haven't been intimidated that I know of. We've had two incidents. We had the killing of a rancher, Robert Prince, in Arizona that really focused a spotlight on the border. We've had this incident on Falcon Lake. You know, in Mexico, the threats to journalists have been very, very deliberate and very targeted, and they've murdered people. People have fled Mexico into the United States when they've been threatened. It would seem that the cartels are not quite as obsessed with their coverage in the United States as they are in Mexico, where they use the media to hurl insults and threats at each other. One hopes that remains the case, that, you know, this kind of violence doesn't come across the border, and one hopes it ends in Mexico as well, and these cartels are defeated. But in the meantime, it's a very dangerous and very, very bad situation.